more use? Did I put give him more? Mr. President,
yes?
I have Mr. Booten on the line for you.
Bernie?
Yes.
There you are. Bernie?
Yes, Mr. President?
They tell me you're still going to housing. You're not going to run poverty. Is that right?
Well, I don't think I've got any choice, Mr. President.
All right. Now, there's an article in the Journal American, Friday, September the 4th, that says, new law primes pump for 65. The $1.1 billion housing bill signed by Johnson on Wednesday is intended to be a pump primer. It'll help hundreds of thousands of Americans buy better homes. It'll find decent apartments within the coming year. It is a milestone. It'll revive the most controversial measure dropped from the 64 law. So forth. Now, I just want to find the good things in that bill, whatever they are, not the bad things. And I want to appeal to the housing industry, the home builders, to get their local papers and get somebody ought to get them a release here and just say, Johnson, this week, in the presence of the leaders of the home industry, signed one of the best housing bills we've ever had, and we dropped the controversial part, but this is a real boon to building and real boon to housing and real boon to better apartments, and give us a little optimistic pump in their local papers. Now, the road builders the other day came in here under Rex Whitten, and I signed a road bill, and they sent me a book as big as a Sears and Roebuck catalog 2 weeks later where they called on every local contractor and every local builder and every cement man and every asphalt man to make their local paper say what a good law this was that they'd gotten passed, and get some good publicity for the administration.
Right.
And then say in a Congress that's had many achievements, both parties, a cooperative Congress, where the Democrats and Republicans work together. We don't have to get partisan. One of the best housing bills come out, and we're really going to have some housing, and we're going to have a good year, and we're going to have some good homes, and it helps them. And tell them to get it, damn it, to get it in their Sunday editions of housing next Sunday. And you see that they get it in some of these damn journals they put out.
Right.
Brag on the bill a little bit.
I'll do it right away.
Make them quote a paragraph from what I said that in signing the bill. That gives them a kickoff for it.
Right.
Okay.
And of course you had Leon Wiener there.
Yes,
sir. He's a good man.
All right, you just take charge of it. Now, second thing I want you to do, and I want you to do this confidentially, I want to be awfully careful. It gossips out to Austin that I'm going to spend several hundred million, several million more to get the seventh floor ready ahead of the rest of them. And I think that some of your local boys down there are talking a little bit, and I tell them that I want the office as soon as I can get it, but I don't want to spend any extra money doing it that'll criticize us, and let them know that that's my view, and we don't want to put anybody out, and if I just have to wait till next December year, I'll do it, but I want it rushed as much as I can without spending any money.
Right.
There's some talk down there this week that the president had sent orders down to get the seventh floor ready, and it would cost $600,000-$700,000 more. And I don't want any money spent extra. And just tell them to quit talking that way, and quit putting it out, and quit leaving that impression, because that'll ruin me.
Well, of course. I'll do that right away.
Now, the third thing is, Goldwater said yesterday that the Army's full of misfits. And I wish you'd find some of your sources, political friends, anybody.